Welcome to Dawn of a New Era, where we talk all things millionaire mindset and scaling strategy, so you can think, feel and scale like the top 1%. I'm Dawn McGrewer, the business growth coach, Forbes mentor and serial entrepreneur. Each week, we'll ditch the fluff, dive into the neuroscience of success and share the good, the bad and the ugly of building wealth, impact and freedom. If you're ready to play bigger and rewrite the rules of business, you're in the right place. Let's go. So in this episode, we're going to be talking about fear. Now, fear is the mind killer. And in particular, I want to talk about how to lead and scale when the brain says stop. Because fear isn't actually the problem. It's the way that we actually give it power kills our momentum. And this is the issue, because I've scaled multiple 6 and 7 figure businesses, my own and clients. And I think the thing is that if we look at the truth and we understand the magic of the mind and the way that the brain works, every leap that I've ever gone into that I knew that was going to take me to the next level, that has been the point where I have literally felt fear. And this is not a bad thing. And I want you to kind of reposition the narrative around fear, because if I think about when I've written books, got publishing contracts, signed my biggest client, could be speaking to thousands on stage, every single time my brain whispered to me, you're not ready, you know, and I started to feel the fear. So instead of stalling, what I did is I leaned into that fear. And I think the thing is here is fear is a feature, right? And not a flow. And this is something that we can allow it into our minds. And when we think about the neuroscience around it and where fear comes from, this is to do with the amygdala, right? So when we see an uncertain situation, our amygdala instantly activates and goes, this is the danger zone. We're not sure about what's going to happen here. So our audit says, this is risky. So what happens is that as soon as we start to think about scaling or growing our business or going to the next level or taking these opportunities, it triggers fear. Because what happens then is growth equals change. And we know that as soon as our brain sees change, our amygdala goes, ah, that equals perceived threat. Now, what happens then is that we need to take control and own that fear. So my biggest advice is that if you're going into something and you're feeling the fear, name it and label it. Okay? Own it. Take its power away and lean into the fear. Because the fear that we want to challenge is the fear that is going to take us to that next level. So think about it this way, that fear to focus is basically like a switch that we need to make in our brain. And what we're trying to do here is reframe it. So if you think about what fear means to you, it's almost like a stop signal. And what we want to do is change the narrative so that it's a signal for expansion. And what we're trying to do here is by reframing it, by labeling it, we're taking the power away from it. And we're going into the rational part of your brain. And we're almost reassessing the amygdala's safety audit. And we're trying to go, actually, this is not too risky. It's okay. There might be an element of risk, but nothing too dangerous. So what we need to do is feel the fear and try it anyway. So when I think about fear, I often talk about psychodynamics. And I think what's really interesting is that fear often masks itself through deeper beliefs. And fear is often masked by things like a narrative that we might tell ourselves. It could be, oh, what happens if I fail? I'll definitely not achieve this. Or I'm not good enough. Or I'm not ready. Or we tell ourselves these false truths. And what happens is that our reticular activating system is always looking out for what we are telling our brain is important. So we're trying to take that from the subconscious and put it into the conscious. So consciously, we're now going to self-sabotage everything we do because our brain is telling us this.
we need to do is juxtaposition it. Now, I want you to think about your brain as something as you own and that you can control and that you're going to scale and go ahead and grow in spite of fear. Because what we need to do is actually prove to our reticular activating system, our brain, and tell it, then look, here's all the evidence of our success. And a great way of doing that is through visioning. Now, when we start to vision something, what we're doing is we're creating a neural pathway. We're completing part of our archive in our brain so that we've got a reference point. Now, although that hasn't actually happened, we can trick our brains into thinking that this vision is something that's happened, something that is reality, because fear will always be playing to your next level and it'll be the block. Now, you can use this as your superpower, because the difference between people who stall through fear and those who scale, it isn't courage. It's actually action, and it's action in the presence of fear. So next time your brain says, like, stop, you know, take one step forward and this is going to be a danger point, do it anyway, because this is where the growth lies. And I always believe that if we act with fear in the room, we will always move forward. And the thing is that with fear, this is a calculated risk. Weigh it up, retrain your brain. And although it's run this health and safety audit and said it's dangerous, it's really risky, run the juxtaposition audit and look at all of the evidence of what it could bring and the opportunities. Now, calculated risk, as we know, in business makes commercial sense. And this strategy will mean that you are not stalling, you are not being prevented from moving forward, and you're feeling the fear and doing it anyway. So the thing here is that, let's say, you know, you're launching a high ticket item or a new service. We had a client who was absolutely terrified of hearing the word no. And the thing here is that if you can change the narrative and you can do it anyway, you'll start to see the results are quite surprising. Because this lady, and I mean, she was petrified. She literally wanted to launch this high ticket offer. She just feared rejection hugely. And this fear was a paralysis in her business. And it was really making challenges around cash flow and being able to get to consistent cash flow and grow. Now, what actually happened is that she felt the fear. She pushed through. She launched it. She did the audits. She did the plan around the success strategies and what it was going to bring and the calculated risk around it. And she did it. Now, she quadrupled her revenue. And I think the thing is here is that that was through learning resilience. And when we look at when we take strategy and then we take calculated risks and then we make that bridge past fear, then we start to see the results in business. Because, you know, micro bravery and doing these sort of small daily actions really help contribute. Because when we start to stretch the comfort zone by micro bravery, little micro actions, what actually happens is we build momentum. And as we build momentum and something becomes our normality, then fear loses its grip because it knows that we're doing it anyway. And we're retraining our brain constantly and telling it new narratives. We're using visioning. We're creating these neural ways. And ultimately, we're moving past it. So fear has lost its power and we've owned it. And when we start to see things, we'll have another archive in our brain. We'll have another belief system that we have created that, well, look, I faced fear and nothing disastrous happened and I did it and I won. So the next time that something scary comes up, our brains will think differently. We will, you know, make different decisions because we all have this reference point because we did it anyway. And the sad fact is sorry, people stay stuck. And fear is a killer. And as I say, it's a killer of the mind. So please feel free to reach out on any of your favorite social channels. Come and talk to me at Dawn McGrewer. Tell me about your journey in business. Tell me your fear. Tell me if you have faced a fear and you did it anyway. I love to hear the stories. And if you are in a challenge right now and you are feeling the fear, reach out. You know, let's see if we can just do a quick pause and interrupt and let you accept fear into the room and feel the fear and do it anyway. So I hope you enjoyed this podcast, and I will see you on the next one.